With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Let's get to our guest here, Cassie Smedley, National Press Secretary for the RNC. Cassie, it's good to be with you. Thanks for calling the show today.
Oh, hey, Annie, it's always fun to talk to you. Always something fun to talk about.
Yeah, so when you saw the letter or heard about the letter that Donald Trump sent Nancy Pelosi, you know, you're the Deputy National Press Secretary here. What's happening? What happens next? How does this work?
Well, I think that's anyone's guess, but I'll tell you, this is how I really found out about the letter. I got a text from a friend back in Missouri who's mm-hmm. not particularly politically inclined, certainly not by her day job, and she said, he just got my vote for 2020.
Really?
Well, because here's why. Because Pelosi thinks that she's playing a cute game with him on the State of the Union, which, by the way, nobody in the media fact-checked her there. She says, we can't have security, we can't advocate for the security. And then the Secretary of Homeland Security says, no problem, we're good. And you've got Capitol Police officers saying, we've been planning, we're good. How come no one in the media fact-checks her? But that is an aside. She plays her game. And then you have the President of the United States, who's like, two can play this game. And he wants one-ups her. He gives her kind of the trump card that really makes her, you know, she's just furious.
Yeah.
And I think what we like, this is the fighter we elected. We send people to represent us in Congress. We vote people to be the President of the United States. And then we hate when they apologize for us overseas. We hate, in the case of Barack Obama, of course, we don't like it when our legislative officials roll over and say, and compromise on a bad budget bill or something, these types of things. That we say, no, no, you promised you wouldn't do this. And I love that President Trump continues the fight. He says, I promised I would do this, and I'm standing up, and I'm not going to be rolled by this woman who's been playing this game for 30 years. We're going to get this done. We've got a crisis. We're getting this done. And so I just thought that was fun. I think that's why we like the fighter.
Yeah, I completely agree that is it's refreshing to see somebody else willing to play and, in fact, beat Democrats at their own game. As somebody who's been watching politics, not as long as a lot of my listeners have, but for a decade and a half at least, I'm used to Republicans making strong demands and then compromising a great deal, pretty much giving up most of the ground with which they were standing upon originally. And then come election time, they're like, let's use health care for an example. How long have we been hearing about repealing the Affordable Care Act? How many campaign cycles have we heard people campaigning on that same thing? Donald Trump's kind of putting his money where his mouth is here. He's making a pretty grand statement about border security, which was a huge issue that people elected him on. My question is Donald Trump eventually going to cave?
No. I mean, I think, why now? But I do think the only way this gets resolved is through compromise. So let's not confuse caving with compromise. And he's been very open about that. He has brought in a number of options to the table to say, okay, you want to talk about DACA? Sure, happy to put DACA and Dreamers on the table. Or you don't want a concrete wall? Okay, let's talk about steel barriers. There'll be American-made steel barriers, sure. So he has put in a number of offers on the table to say, I get that this is a negotiation. Let's negotiate. So I think what we end up seeing break the stalemate will be something of a compromise, mm-hmm. and that's good. That's not bad in government. But he, at this point, I think, though, has dug in to say, I'm going to get a deal that gets me what I want, gets me what the American people want. And here's something that's important to keep clear. The mainstream media and Democrats have been out there saying, oh, you know, the people think that this shutdown is President Trump's fault. And you're going, well, duh, he said that a month ago. He said, I'll take the shutdown. That's not news. What they're not telling you is that a plurality of Americans, including a majority of Democrats, believe that we have at least a problem at our border, if not a crisis at our border. Over 70% of Democrats in a recent poll said that. So the facts and the people are on the side of President Trump, and that's what Chuck and Nancy don't want you to know. They want us to think that we're just sitting here in the minority of people who believe that we've got a crisis at our border, and that's not the truth. And so that's why I think the president feels he has the upper hand, rightfully so, mm-hmm. and he's going to sit at that negotiating table until he gets a good deal.
Cassie, I know we've got you on a short amount of time here left, but I want to ask you the question, the news of the day. I'm watching CNN. They say bombshell report, Trump directed Cohen to lie to investigators. How does Donald Trump and this administration take this punch? Once again, he's getting pretty good at these bombshell reports, and they kind of shake out to not be true all the time. What now for the Trump administration?
Well, interesting, that's still a headline on CNN, because it was also on CNN this morning on New Day, where the author of that BuzzFeed story admitted that he had never seen the, quote, evidence firsthand, the text messages and the reports. That was all just from other sources. And this guy has made up stories before. He's got a bad track record of that. And this is the same outlet, BuzzFeed, that initially published the dirty dossier. So I'm not feeling a lot of credibility anyway. But you know, it's musical chairs, as our chairwoman likes to say. The media says, okay, today there's chaos in the White House. Tomorrow it's something on Russia. The day after that it'll be unfit for office. And then around and around we go. It's the same topic, so they rotate around. But meantime, you know what we're coming up on? The 2-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration. And I was looking back today at his inaugural address, and he says, we're going to make America safe again, and we're going to start having jobs, we're hiring American workers again. All of these things that have happened and that have panned out, despite the fuss on TV every day of pick your three, the president has stayed laser focused on the promises he made and the promises that he said would be his priorities. And so I think that's what he and the White House will continue to do and should continue to do, is keep their eye on the prize, which is a more prosperous union. And that's what's by our chairwoman said it yesterday. I think it's so right that Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to cancel the State of the Union because it's a political hand. Yeah, maybe that's part of it. But it's really because I think she's afraid to give the president the time, the unfettered time, to talk to the American people about all of the good things. And she's afraid of having that moment where the angel mom or the family of the fallen police officer is sitting next to the First Lady up in the First Lady's box and the president talking about the reality of the crisis at our border. I think Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer do not want the American people to see that. And that's what's really happening here, is that despite all of their political games, the president is still achieving a lot for the American people, and he's fighting on the issues that we want him to fight on.
Yeah.
And that's really what's happening here.
Just think, if he didn't have to jump through all these obstacles from an agenda-driven media that wants to take him down and has since day one, what would he be capable mm-hmm. of? Completely.
Right. Imagine the possibility. It's pretty good now. Imagine how great it would be,
Cassie,
if that could ever be the case.
Thank you for coming on today. It's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, Annie. Have a good weekend.
You too. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.